God dang, you have one of them, you got some.
Is that right?
Dang right.
What do you call that white stuff that you mash out sometimes?
Well, you call it corruption. I had a boy right there.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it got away up there. And I couldn't work. Boy, that was something. And I went out and sat down on steps somewhere. And one morning, pretty early, I took a hold of that thing like that. And I pulled it down. Boy, that popped out of there. Dang corruption, big as, oh, big part of it. And you see the bone. Now I had another over here on one of these, butt of these thumbs. Now that was something. I know one time we was at the ball game, we was crawling through a wire fence, and some of the boys were crawling through, and I had a little stand a little too close, and I had it in a sling, and boy, he kicked through there and hit that mankind like it fell over.
Yeah.
No, boys, I mean, they're dangerous. There's liable to anything set up from them.
Yeah.
And they'll have to bust and run before they ever get better.
What about these places that you might get on your hand, you know, like you've been chopping wood and you're not used to it?
Corns
or sometimes...
Calluses or...
Well, what about these soft things with that liquid inside?
Well, that's a blister.
Blister.
But I've had old corns on my hands as big as nickels.
Is that right?
From chopping and handling.
What do people call that liquid inside a blister?
Water is all I know.
What about if somebody accidentally stabbed or shot himself in the leg, you might have to take him to the doctor so he could treat the...
Yeah. If he got shot, he'd have to be took to a doctor, take the bullet out, or dress it wrong.
Well, what would you call the place where he got shot or stabbed? You'd say he had a bad...
Well, it'd be the wounded place is what it'd be.
Have you ever seen a place like that that, you know, it didn't heal clean? We got a lot of white flesh around or something like that?
I've saw people with sore shins that wouldn't heal. Two or three of them. One was an old woman one time when I was a kid.
Have you ever heard of people talk about proud flesh?
Yeah.
What is that?
You don't know what that is?
Is it just infected flesh?
Well, it's worse than infected. What it does, proud flesh will grow up there in a hard substance, or whatever you call it. And, but to doctor that, I've seen mules have proud flesh on their feet where they've got it cut and get out in the dew. That's what caused it to get out in the wet or dew, something like that. That's what caused it to start proud flesh. You got to take a knife and cut the top of that off in a hot iron and sear that, and then it'll get well. Boy, that's something.
Yeah.
God Almighty.
What about if you got a cut place on your finger, what might you put on it to keep it from getting infected?
I put alcohol on mine.